Welcome back, everyone, to the Road to Paris, and welcome back for those who tuned in to our preview. Welcome back to the Pan American Tennis Center out here in Guadalajara, Mexico. As always, Mexico puts on a phenomenal event, especially for these night matches, all the medal matches. I don't know how many this place fits, probably 5,000 to 7,000, I would say. And it was packed to the brim. It was such a phenomenal atmosphere in the finals, something that Trevor Crabb and Theo Bruner, our gold medalists, chatted about. And as for that gold medal, Trevor and Theo went on a run. I don't know if we've ever seen anything like it. So they played 5 matches. I'm not counting the forfeit, which I'll get to at the very end of this little podcast. Played 5 matches, went to 3 in all of them. Went to 3 in the first round of pool play, beat the Bayo brothers. First round of elimination against the Aussies, Thomas Hodges and Zach Schubert, beat them. Quarterfinals, Steven Vandeveld and Matthew Emmers, beat them. Semifinals, Cuba, beat them. And the finals, Sven Winter and Lucas Feschner, beat them for a well-earned gold. And it's gold that they know that they really didn't have much business winning because they shouldn't have been in the semifinals in the first place. When I talked to Trevor and Theo about that quarterfinal win where they were down 5-12 in the third set to Matthew Emmers and Steven Vandeveld, Theo said, you know what, we're going to be well-rested for Tepic, which is next week. And Trevor said, well, we blew this one. And then they came back and kept coming back. And kept coming back all the way for an 11-2 run to win it. Then they went to 3 against Cuba, beat them, and then against Germany, of course. And of all ways to win, they hit him with the Theo Theorem. Lose 21-12 in the first set. And I just informed Heather Bansley of what the Theo Theorem was. I said, you never beat a team worse than 21-12. She taps my shoulder and she says, so you think Trev and Theo are going to win this? I said, block it in. It's over. They're going to win the second set, go 3. Sure enough, they do. So that's a huge gold medal for Trev and Theo, especially since they'd been on something of a skid. So they didn't perform well in Recife, didn't perform well in Sakurima, lost the Norseca finals bid to Chase Buttinger and Miles Evans, and then they rebound with a huge gold medal that puts them at 77-20 points. So they now have a 480-point lead over Chase and Miles. Now, it's a bit misleading because Chase and Miles are going to have that Norseca finals in the middle of May, which it's all but guaranteed that they'll get a minimum of a 680-point finish, so that's going to boost them. So it's still a pretty narrow edge for Trev and Theo. Now, I think that for the American men's race, you're going to need about 8,000 points at least to qualify for the Olympics. For every other country, I've set 7,000 points as the cut line. I think that stands. But for the U.S. men, who continue to perform better and better and better, I think 8,000 is going to be the cut line. And it's funny because at the beginning of the year, everyone said, oh, we're going to need the Norseca bid. We're going to need the Norseca bid. We don't have Phil. We don't have Jake. And now we might have 4 teams qualify via points. And it's fun to see the American tide rising. Now, of course, for Triborn, it came shock. My boys that I coach, it's unfortunate that Trev and Theo won gold. But listen, I've got my press pass on. Got to be objective. It is a huge gold medal for Trev and Theo. And just got to be happy for Trevor the Rocket Crab. Now, on to storyline number 2 for the men. Cuba, Jorge Elio, and Noslan Diaz. So as the semifinals were going on, my good friend Denise Austin, she said, listen, Travis hasn't sharpied Cuba in to Paris yet. I still can't sharp you. All right, now they're averaging more than 600 points per event, which is going to put them above my projected cut line. But I still just can't sharpie them yet. Now, they've made 3 straight semifinals. They've won 2 silvers, get a 4th, loss to Arthur Mariano and Evandro Goncalves for that bronze medal. Playing phenomenal. If they continue playing like this, zero doubt. Now, I had doubt that they would make it on points because they haven't traveled. Traditionally, Cuba hasn't traveled, and they've won that Norseca bid. But now they're scheduled to go to Tepic. They're scheduled to go to China. They're scheduled to get enough finishes. And if they continue playing like this, yeah, they're going to be in the Olympics, which would be a huge boost for Canadian Sam Schachter and Dan Deering, who would then not have to play against Cuba in the Continental Cup Finals. So Canada is huge Cuba fans. And honestly, everywhere they go, Cuba gets all the fans. Here, if they weren't playing Mexico, everyone was rooting for Cuba. So it's fun to watch those guys continue to get better. As it's also fun to watch our bronze medalist, Arthur Mariano, young King Arthur, and Evandro Goncalves. So in our last Road to Paris, I said that Evandro and Arthur were sharpied in. Brazil men's race is done, and then they get another medal, their 2nd straight medal. It's over. Evandro and Arthur, we're going to see them in the Olympics. And I just continue to get so much more impressed with Arthur, who, when they were playing George Wanderley and Andre Loyola, so you got the 2 gold medalists in the last 2 tournaments playing each other for 9th. Arthur ends up beating George. In an interview a couple years ago, Arthur said, my idol is George Wanderley. And then he beat him. Phenomenal reaction. End up getting bronze. Huge boost for the Brazilian men. And it's that one's over. Sharpie'd in. On to the women. Zoë Vergé-Deprê and Esmé Bobner finally get that long-awaited gold medal. They took a silver in Jurmala a year ago. Get a huge, huge gold medal. And of course, as they are wont to do, they make it as hard on themselves as possible. They've lost the first round of a challenge event in pool play three straight times. So they took the longest road possible, come back, win a huge gold medal. Were fantastic against Agatha and Rebecca. And by the way, I just want to shout out Agatha and Rebecca, super moms, absolutely love them. Sportswomen of the year, just wonderful people. But Zoë and Esmé, that is a momentous gold medal. So at the beginning of the year, Anouk took the lead over Zoë in Doha. And then Zoë took it back in Recife. Anouk took it back in Sacarima. Zoë takes it back here in Guadalajara. Now the gold medal puts them up to 73-60 points. They're now 220 over Anouk Vergé-Deprê and Joanna Mader. So that race just continues to be fascinating and captivating. Storyline number two goes to the Canadians. Sophie Bukovic and Heather Bansley. Now I mentioned the long road taken by Zoë and Esmé. Sophie and Heather continue to take the longest roads possible. Three straight challenges. They've come out of the qualifier. Three straight times they've made it at least to the quarterfinals. They took a silver in Recife, took a fifth in Sacarima, took a bronze here in Guadalajara, and just playing wonderful. So Heather led the tournament in digs. Sophie was second in blocks. Heather led the tournament in aces. Sophie third in aces. That's a winning formula. I always say that defense travels, and defense is traveling for Canada, one of the hottest teams in the world right now. And their average points per event is now higher than Sarah Pavin and Molly McBain. So even though they're behind, they only have nine finishes, they're somewhat in the driver's seat of that race because now they're directly into the main draw of the challenge in Xiamen, China. That's after Tepic. So they're skipping Tepic, resting up, going to China, and their entry points are going to be in a good spot where they might be straight into a main draw in Espino, might be straight into Star Yablonski, which is a challenge, and might be straight into Ostrava, which if you're straight into those three at the end of the Olympic race, that is huge. Last storyline of the Guadalajara Challenge goes to the young Spaniards, Daniela Alvarez and Tania Moreno. They took a second straight fifth, and that puts them over my projected cut line of 7,000 points, so they are no Sharpie just yet, but they are just getting penciled in, softly penciled in. And so Daniela Alvarez and Tania Moreno, I think one more fifth or above, maybe a medal, and then they'll get the Sharpie treatment. So also, huge shout out to the man behind the camera, Daniel Freitas, Frito, the Translito, La Machina, producer Threedo. We love bringing him out here. The players loved having him out here, and we're going to try to bring him out to as many events as we can. And the best way that you guys can help us do that is to share these videos as much as you can, like our Instagrams, do all that, because the more visibility we get, the more funds we can bring in, the more we can just dish right back out, getting Frito out to all these events. So please share, subscribe, like, do all the things so we can bring La Machina. I just like having him on the road. It's fun to have a buddy out here. So that'll do for this Road to Paris. I will get you another one after Tepic. I'll be back on the mic, and then I am hitting the road again to China. Shoots.